Hello, thank you for calling customer support. My name is Laura. How can I help you?
Well, who are you?
I'm sorry, sir?
Who are you customer support for?
We do customer support for a variety of online vendors. Do you have an order number I can pull up?
Hang on just a second. Let me log back into my bank.
It wouldn't be in your banking account. We send an email with a notification on your order.
Well, y'all have hit my bank account once for $11.95 and once for $15.95, and I'd like to know why.
Okay, what's your first and last name? I'll look up the charge.
Darrell Hutton, DarrellHutton.
Okay, I found you here, sir. I have phatphoto59@gmail.com.
That's correct.
Can you verify the shipping address, please?
148 Southern Pine Lane, Florence, Kentucky, 41042.
Thank you so much, sir. It shows me here the offer that you received for the smartwatch bundle. And it was the $11.94 shipping and handling, and then the $56.95 is to the gadget store. So you pay the shipping fee for that watch, and then you're billed $56.95 for the membership.
Nobody said anything about a membership. They said I could have the watch for $11.94. Well, for one, I haven't received the watch. And that was back on January 29th that I ordered it. But nobody ever discussed a $56.95 charge.
Well, you didn't speak to anyone, sir. You placed an order online, so no one would have said that to you.
Well, they should have a prompter on there.
It's in the terms of service, and the watch was delivered on February the 2nd. I have the tracking number, and it was delivered and deemed as delivered on February the 2nd at 1:01 p.m.
Well, it wasn't delivered to my address. Now, my next call is going to be to my bank to get these charges removed from my account, and y'all can keep your damn watch. So are we going to solve this problem or what?
Well, you can call a bank if you'd like, sir. What they do is when they
process
a dispute.
I got you on the phone right now.
You have the bank on the phone
with you now? Ma'am, could you stop interrupting me? Because I started out calm, but my voice is getting louder, as you can tell, because you're irritating me because you're interrupting. That's rude.
Go ahead. Let me know when you're ready.
That's not customer service. That's customer rudeness. Now, how do we resolve this problem? I'm ready.
All right, sir. So as you were stating with your bank, they won't be able to refund you because you paid the shipping fee to have that sent to you. So through a dispute, they won't refund you. What I can do on my end is I can cancel you out from the subscription that you signed up for. That way you won't be billed the membership fee again. Allow me just a moment to give you your cancellation number.
You said I won't be billed again. Well, if I've not used the membership at all, so I should have all membership. I'll eat the $11.94. I'm not going to eat the $56.95.
Okay, so on the charge, you would be refunded a customer courtesy of 35%, and it takes 3 to 5 business days. So in order for you to receive this offer where you pay the $11.94, you have to be a member to the gadget store. That's why you were billed the $56.95. Would you like to write the cancellation number down?
How do I get my $56.95 back?
You can get the 35%, sir. That's a one-time customer courtesy that I can process for you.
35? That's not courtesy. Y'all deceived me. Now I'll spend $200 to get my $56.95 back. You know what the $200 is for? A retaining fee for an attorney to take your all's ass to small claims court.
Right.
So you better get a supervisor. You better get a supervisor on here.
Sure, you can hold on the line.
Don't leave me hanging here forever.
Sir, you'll need to wait. Thank you for holding.
No, don't leave me hanging here forever.
All right, so I got your information over. They'll be right with you.
All right, thank you.